Oasis Audio presents The Mystery at Skeleton Point by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Chapter 1. Not So Funny Bones. The Alden family loved nothing better than long family car trips. They enjoyed playing games, telling stories and jokes, and having roadside picnics. Even in the car, they kept themselves busy with jobs. Grandfather Alden's main job was driving, of course, plus laughing at his grandchildren's jokes and listening to their plans. Since 12-year-old Jessie was the best map reader, her job was to give Grandfather directions. Benny liked to help Grandfather with directions, too. Now that he was 6, Benny could read. His job was to call out the road signs.
Shady Lake, 6 miles,
he announced, when they passed a sign on their way to visit Grandfather's cousin Charlotte.
How far is that?
Way too far,
14-year-old Henry joked. He had squeezed himself between Benny and their 10-year-old sister, Violet, so the two younger children could have the window seats. Henry's job was to not get twisted into a pretzel while Benny read road signs and Violet wrote in her diary.
Don't forget to write a page about the scary house,
Benny reminded his sister. Now that the family was almost there, Jessie folded up the map and put it away. She unfolded a news clipping and a letter Grandfather's cousin had sent the week before.
Cousin Charlotte says to watch for a fork in the road right after the general store. There's a dirt road that goes to Skeleton Point if we want to stop. The other road goes to town.
Read the spooky part again,
Benny begged Jessie.
About the skeleton and the statues with no...